This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Though the federal government banned lead paint in 1977, it persists in an estimated 38 million homes, lingering on old window frames and trim and in dust. In its first 7 years, the Obama administration finalized 500 regulations with significant impact. Pine Bluff nonprofit Mulligan Road, organized by Arkansas Correction Department officials, promised to remove 600 blighted houses from the city with prison labor, but in doing the job on the cheap without sufficient safety equipment, may have exposed them to asbestos and other toxics. In a study of 16 European nations, political scientists found that union membership helps inoculate workers against the far right's message. The electricity industry is the biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., according to the EPA. Researchers in Michigan have found that the achievement gap in education between persistently disadvantaged children, in this case 14% of Michigan students who have been eligible for reduced price or free lunches since kindergarten, is a third larger than the gap typically measured. Polish courts have upheld a 2015 law in that country limiting the claims for people whose properties were seized in Warsaw during or after World War II. Colorado activists have submitted petitions to put an end to fracking in their state on the ballot this November. According to the Federal Reserve, the percentage of young Americans under 35 who have credit card debt has fallen to its lowest since 1989. MFY Legal Services and others have filed a lawsuit over racial discrimination and foreclosures in New York against HUD and large vulture investing private equity company Lone Star Funds. Self-scanning technology for shoppers is leading to a loss rate of 4% in the U.S. and European stores as shoppers increasingly buy some, take some free. Rioting in Milwaukee after a black policeman killed an armed black man while he was fleeing. Some progressives are concerned that Clinton's efforts to appeal to disaffected Republicans will leave her without a mandate in Congress for progressive programs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.